Good morning, welcome to this EconFin Daily Podcast. 欢迎你来到我的播客节目。
Good morning. Hope you had a great weekend. Today is Monday, August the 8th. In today's episode, let's review some latest business news. But as usual, we will begin with today's language trivia question. 在上一期呢，我们说到了英语成为印度的官方语言呢，已经有200多年的历史了。那今天的语言呢，知识小问题是英语学习在中国是什么时候开始的呢？ The answer will be revealed after the news stories. The first story is about Warren Buffett's company, Berkshire Hathaway. Buffett's Berkshire pounces on market slump to buy equities. It's from Bloomberg. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway Inc. is following an age-old adage, buy the dip. The conglomerate was a net buyer of equities in the quarter,reporting a $3.8 billion in purchases. According to results released Saturday, it was a net seller in the second quarter of last year. Berkshire stepped in as the S&P 500 shed 16% in the latest quarter. The Omaha, Nebraska-based company also reported an opening profits of $9.2 billion as the insurance and the railway business post gains.
第一则新闻呢，是有关于 Warren Buffett 他的公司的。在周六公布的季度报告里呢 ，Berkshire Hathaway 显示呢，在过去的一个季度，公司一共购买了38亿美元的股票，是一个所谓的 net buyer， 也就是买入多于卖出的一个状态。Warren Buffett 呢，还是秉承了他一贯的操作风格，在市场下跌的时候呢，大举买入；在市场过度高涨的时候呢，大举卖出。在这一则新闻里呢，有两个单词要注意一下，第一个是 pounce， 它的意思呢就是猛扑。第二个单词呢是 adage， 它的意思呢就是谚语。
The second story is about Amazon. The iRobot deal would give Amazon maps inside of millions of homes. It's from Wired. After decades of creating wall machines and home cleaning appliances, iRobot agreed to be acquired by Amazon for $1.7 billion, according to a joint statement by the two companies. If the deal goes through,It will give Amazon access to yet another wellspring of personal data, interior maps of Roomba owners' homes.
第二则新闻呢是有关于亚马逊的。亚马逊宣布以$17亿呢收购了生产扫地机器人 iRobot 这家公司。这呢将给亚马逊呢带来一组新的数据，因为在 Roomba 这个扫地机器人里面储存了很多用户的家里的这个 interior design data。这篇文章呢只有一个单词要注意一下 ,wellspring, 它的意思呢就是源泉。
The third piece is about a company called AMTD Digital. How a small Hong Kong firm's share soared. It's from BBC. A little known Hong Kong company has seen its stock market value soar in recent days for no apparent reason. AMTD Digital made its New York debut last month, priced at $7.80 a share. This week,The firm's shares had been on a rollercoaster ride, closing on Wednesday at $1,100. The meteoric rise in AMTD Digital's value has seen it liked by some commentators to meme stocks, shares that gain popularity among retail investors through social media. Trading in company's shares have been particularly volatile this week, as its value rose above $300 billion on Tuesday.
第三则新闻呢是有关于一家叫 AMTD Digital 的公司的。公司的股票在上个月登陆纽约交易所的时候呢是$7.8一股，但是呢在本周三已经涨到了$1,100。这样像所谓流星一般快速飞涨的股价呢，吸引了很多所谓 retail investors。这两年呢，我们看到很多这样的所谓 meme stock， 也就是受 retail investor 追捧的所谓明星股。目前的公司的整体市值呢已经超过了$3,000亿，高于了阿里巴巴。但是呢，从公司的本质来讲呢，目前市场还不清楚为什么公司可以值这么多。这篇文章里呢有一个单词要注意一下，也就是 meteoric， 像流星一般的。
The last story for today is about Elon Musk and Twitter. Musk challenges Twitter CEO to public debate on bots. It's from Reuters. Elon Musk on Saturday challenged Twitter Inc. Chief Executive Officer.Parag Agrawal to a public debate about a percentage of bots on a social media platform. Let him prove to the public that Twitter has less than 5% fake or spam daily users, Musk said in a tweet. He also started a poll
asking users whether less than 5% of Twitter daily users are fake spam. Twitter on Thursday dismissed the claim by Musk that he was hoodwinked into signing a $44 billion agreement to buy the company. 最后一则新闻呢，是有关于马斯克和 Twitter 的。Elon Musk 呢，在周六在 Twitter 上说呢，他邀请 Twitter 的 CEO 和他呢展开一场公开的辩论，以证明 Twitter 只有 5% 的日常用户呢是所谓的 fake or spam。 Elon Musk 认为呢， Twitter 其实有很多所谓的 daily user 呢都是假账户，所以呢他想 back out 他和 Twitter 达成了440亿美元的收购协议。 Let's see how the story will end。 这篇文章里呢只有一个单词要注意一下， hoodwink， 它的意思呢就是蒙蔽。Alright, that's all for today's news story. 你可以在今天的 show notes 里找到这些新闻的摘要，也可以参考同名公众号里的完整文字版。在节目的最后呢，我来揭晓今天 trivia question 的答案。学习英语在中国是什么时候开始的呢？ As a result of Chinese traders' interaction with English traders in the 1630s, there were first missionary schools established in Macau to teach English.
随着当时中国和英国的贸易往来呢，1630年在澳门呢设立了第一家教英语的所谓 missionary school， 也就是所谓的教会学校。大概到了1911年和1949年之间呢，一共有13家教英语的教会学校呢在中国存在。原来学习英语呢在中国已经有了将近400年的历史，这也是一个非常久的事了。
Alright, that's all for today's program. Thank you for listening, and I see you next time.
今天节目就到这里了，非常感谢你的收听，我们下一期再见。